The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, guys? Tonight we have a nuclear bomb, a father-daughter reunion, and probably the best West Allen moment we've had all season. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, the Zoom actually works for us, too.
Right?
I didn't even put two and two together.
Shout out to anyone in the chat who knows why we picked this song.
Tell us why we picked this song, y'all. Can y'all figure it out?
We'll tell you later.
Aside from it being awesome.
Yeah.
We'll give some hints.
We'll shout out whoever figures out why we picked it. What's up, guys? We are back for another The Flash after show. I just lost my train of thought for 2 seconds, but that's all right. My name is Drew Jones. I'm with my amazing panel, as always.
Hey, everyone. This is Chauncey K. Robinson.
And my name is Zach Silverman.
And we're here popping. What did you guys think of the episode? Let's get into it.
Wow. But it didn't happen, actually. But yes.
Yeah, it's
yes.
True.
Yes, it stopped there. But yeah. Wow, it was amazing. Sorry.
Yeah, it was just so beautiful. It was just the angles of the camera, the intensity of it all. It was just a really great episode.
Yeah, it was a much-needed pick-me-up, I feel like, in the season. Like, the season was going well, but, like, I don't know, I kind of was like...
The Ralph episodes were fun.
Yeah.
Kitschy, whatever the word is, but...
Maybe a little bit of both.
Yeah, but, I mean, man, this is, like, The Flash is back. This kind of brings me back to, like, season one.
Yeah.
You know?
The intensity
of
it.
The intensity of it, and just, like, it was fresh again, you know? I, like, actually, like, not that I don't care for the characters, but, like, I actually was like, what's gonna happen? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, it definitely made you wonder if we were gonna sacrifice someone. I did that last week. If, like, someone, we were going to lose somebody or something. Like, it was just very
intense.
There's
so many moments.
Down to the very end. Man.
It's a full-packed episode.
Yeah. So, we get Jesse back, which I feel like maybe it's just me. But I feel like the Jesse and Harry, I'm not bringing that point up yet, but you already know what I'm going to be talking about a little bit. I feel like the Jesse and Harry thing was almost so, the like, mom thing. Was so random.
Yeah. Well, first of all, like, Jesse kind of came back sort of like she seemed to have a chip on her shoulder a little bit, which I don't get. Like, I'm feeling like I'm missing something. Like, why she's so... I mean, I get, like, she was saying, because of mom and I want you to move on, but she's always had such a weird sort of...
Chip on her shoulder
that just always felt like first world problems to me, if that makes sense.
I mean, not that I'm trying to remember, but when we first were introduced to her, wasn't she like always living in the shadow of her father? And like, she couldn't do any good for him. Like, everything she did just wasn't good enough. And like, her dad was kind of like on her a lot. And like, there was just that tension always between them. So I feel like that just carries over regardless, right?
But it was like, didn't they resolve that a little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, it kind of came back because, I mean, we got to see a little bit more. We, like, opening of the season, we got Harry, and Harry's like, yeah, you know, my daughter kicked me out off the team and out of my own world. Now I have no home to go to. Nothing else. No explanation, that's it. And it's just like, what did you do?
Yeah.
Now we got a little bit more explanation. It kind of makes sense.
I feel like it was just like such, because how long ago did they lose Mama Wells? Like,
it wasn't said at all.
Yeah.
And like, at the end of the episode, that nice little moment that they had, I couldn't tell if, like, this is the moment Jesse was being born. Yeah. This is, like, a toddler.
Because it feels like she didn't really know her mom.
Yeah. I was like, did she die when she was born? Like, I didn't understand that. It wasn't completely clear.
It was ever talked about. Yeah. I think maybe Harry talked about it once or twice to some of the other characters instead of Jesse. But, yeah, it was just kind of, like, out of the blue. It was a nice hook.
But also, I just think it's funny that, like, your daughter kicked you off your earth. I can't even kick my mom out of my own house.
Right? Or out of the room.
Right? So, like, I'm just like, I would love to know how that conversation went. Because a conversation like that with my mom, she'd be like, you're funny.
Yeah.
Leave.
I mean, I felt like when they showed even the clip of him saying, like, why he came back, I was like, yeah, that's convenient, I guess, for them to say that that's the reason why he came back as opposed to just coming back. Because why would he just leave Earth completely? Like, why not just kind of work in a, like, in his little lab somewhere?
There's other places
to help out.
Then, you know.
He had a whole Earth.
He had a whole other Earth to, like, go somewhere else and do something.
So, I mean, of course, I think it's because Harry loves Team Flash, of course. So that's why he really went back. I feel like that. But I felt like this was a little, I don't want to say contrived, because I think, you know, obviously it's what their characters have gone through. I just feel like I was wondering why I got so much focus. I didn't want to feel like a jerk during that last part, but I kind of felt like a jerk during her listening and the really tough, like, touchy moment, because I was like, why is this scene so long?
Yeah. Like,
I
feel like essentially we got the scene because we got to see that he has, you know, kind of tweaked the device he's been working on for Cecile, and now you can, instead of having thoughts blocked out, now the person who has it on their forehead,
you can hear the thoughts.
Can hear
it. Which, I liked the idea of it. It was cool. But, hear me out now. Up until the point of him putting on the earpiece, phenomenal acting. I was so drawn in by both of them. And I was like, I would be happy if they ended it there. Now, to take it a step further, which I would have been happier with, is if you could see his memories. She's listening to his memories. So what? It's kind of like an audiobook. I don't know. I'd much rather watch something, you know? If we got that with, like, a little flashback of why he can't move past. And it makes perfect sense. He's, like, holding on to, like, loving memories, not, like, upset that his wife died. If he was able to show his daughter that, I think it would have such more of an impact than just listening.
I agree. I'm just trying to figure out how it plays into the big picture, because like we've said a million times before, the Flash does everything. The Flash writers do everything for a reason. I feel like, so obviously that device is going to play into everything somehow. And I'm just, like, trying to figure out how that is.
I think that story is done and over with. Like, I think it already played into something. And it was that last episode where they tried using it on DeVoe. I think now this is just an added, like, tidbit to the fans of being like, you know, this could potentially also, like, we could use this for something else, for, like, just to make something happy for you guys, you know?
But then again, why would Salvatore bring it up if it wasn't significant? If it was just a thing that was planned to fail? Yeah. I mean, the cerebral inhibitor, I mean, obvious. I feel like it played some type of significant part. I think maybe, like...
Yeah, but that doesn't become the cerebral inhibitor anymore, because now it's doing the opposite.
Well, maybe, what if, because it was on her head for a minute, it, like, somehow absorbed or something, like, because she has all these different powers, and, like, I don't know.
Who are we talking about?
Becky, who's now
Izzy.
He's now Izzy. Maybe somehow, like, the power has, like, I don't know, like, had some type of lingering effect because of, like, maybe Kilgore's powers or something.
Well, yeah.
They
said that whole stupid thing of, like, oh, Kilgore proved it, but did you see what they just said in the chat?
No.
That the cerebral inhibitor will end up working?
Well, no.
Colin Prime said that.
Jesse's going to Legends?
Of course she is.
Who else is on Legends?
Well, she's
going to
appear on a Legend.
I can't even get
in. Who else is on Legends?
To that. You know what? Yes, we are going to get into that.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Listen, there's a bomb, okay? And we have gone through all of these different things. We need to get all of these speedsters. And you mean to tell me that we go get crusty, dusty old man Jay Garrick, but we can't run crusty down the block dusty and go get Wally West? I'm done. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Only mentioned once in the episode.
And only in reference to Jesse.
Y'all did my boy so dirty. I get he's time traveling now. I understand. But
it's
I'm
almost
just
like he's not in the timeline at all.
Yeah, it's like he just doesn't exist.
And I was okay with it up until a point.
it became really glaring. I mean, I guess we'll get into it, like, when they go. But it just became glaring that they really just weren't thinking of him as an option.
No, yeah. It's kind of like a smack in the face to him.
I just think it's, like, it's just one of those times where it's, like, I get that the writers have to make it, like, obviously we see that, like, it's a West Allen moment. But it's just, I feel like it's just one of those plot holes that we've been kind of seeing all season where, like,
if he was there,
been a little bit... the whole lightning bolt thing would have worked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we would have hoped that it would work. I mean, there's a chance they tried everything, and maybe that wasn't going to work either because they all were slowing down. And maybe by then it wasn't any time to go get Wally because they were getting slower and slower. Yeah,
but they should have gotten Wally from
there. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They should have gotten him in the beginning.
I was even like, why isn't Wally here?
Yeah,
like,
we're going to get all of these speedsters, but we're not going to...
I'm pretty sure Wally is faster than Jesse, too.
Wally is faster than Jay and Jesse.
And that's why, I got Jesse needed to be there for the Harry plot, but it was kind of like, if I was to think to get anyone, it would have been Wally. And and this is also one of those moments with Barry where it's like he needs everyone else to kind of help him figure stuff out again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it's like...
But I feel like Wally was never one of those go-to guys to help figure something out, like the aha moments.
Well, which is weird because, one, Wally's very smart.
He is.
And two, I just feel like he never got the opportunity to be that guy.
They played down that smartness so much.
Well, they played down the... Barry's intelligence all the time. I feel like this is one of the first times in a minute that we've seen Barry, like, on the chalkboard trying to figure something out.
Yeah. Except, well, we saw it last time when he was trying to figure out how to save Iris.
Yeah.
With Salvatore. Like, where, like, there are those moments where we see he's super intelligent. And, I mean, I get it. It's like he can't be all-knowing because then what would be the purpose of Team Flash, in a way, aside from, like, moral support and certain things. But there are times when it's like, he could probably, I mean, I feel like he'd be intelligent enough to know that out of everyone, he probably should have gotten Wally.
Yeah, and like I understand because I know everyone in the chat saying like they may not know where he is in like the time, you know, line or whatever. But they just don't even address Wally. Like it's really like Wally doesn't even exist, and I think that's what's like so annoying about it. Is like this was a whole freaking character you developed, and now he's just gone. Like he's not dead. Yeah. Like he's obviously still existing. His sister and father and brother-in-law,
ex-girlfriend
are all on the show. We're never going to mention him. It's fine. It's whatever.
Yeah. Well, I will say though, I get why they brought Jay Garrick back. I mean, Barry's second plan was he went to Cisco first, and they thought they were going to vibe it out. Liked how it didn't work. Obviously, that would be so easy if that was the case. And then they went to Harry, and Harry's just like, throw him to the Speed Force. Screw it. Do it. It'll work. Who cares? Doesn't think about it. We need Jay to be like, no, I dealt with the Speed Force. You cannot do that.
Yeah, he was the older kind of wise words of saying like all this. And it was interesting when Barry was thinking about the fact that maybe he could make it so Thawne didn't have any powers.
Which
like
is
he was
so
ready
cool.
to kind of sacrifice all of that just for that.
This is the first time I've heard Thawne be talked about since like season two, maybe, I think. Or maybe they've like mentioned him once when like Savitar was around as well, but like there was like weight to him speaking about it. Like there's a moment between him and Jay where Jay knew what he was thinking. He's like, it doesn't matter even if you think you could get rid of Thawne. Like you cannot do this. Which by the way, if he did do that, Thawne exists outside the Speed Force. Doesn't he have the negative Speed Force? So even if Barry would have done that, he exists outside of time.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have killed him and taken away his powers. And if anything, he would have been the only speedster left who could do whatever he wanted. So I don't know.
I mean, speed, the whole thing with speed, it does get kind of wonky.
Yeah.
I do think, you know, there's always ways somehow that Thawne, I think it's one of those things, like they always explain it, but I like to think he's just that evil villain that like even when a train goes over him, he can twirl his mustache and he's just always around. Like I will never die. And that, and they explain, they, I think it's always after the fact that they explain why he can't die because he had, and even in the comics, he's like, Flash's like big time, you know, arch nemesis.
And I get that everyone in the chat saying that like the showrunners have said all of this, that like why they're doing all these things, like in different interviews. Okay, but there's still plot holes. Like you can say you're doing something, but there's still a plot hole.
And there I think that goes to the idea of it's show me versus tell me, right? Mm-hmm. It's like in any type of show or story or whatever. if I wasn't someone who, like, all of us aren't always plugged into the internet and stuff like that, would I be able to tell certain plot holes and certain things from watching an episode? Yeah. And shouldn't I be able to? Yeah. I shouldn't have to do extra research to be like, oh, that's why.
Exactly.
There's a pretty obvious one, though. I think we both looked at each other. You're like, the audience needed to know that with the bomb thing.
I think Jesse kept saying something. She was like, oh, we can't do it. That's why we're moving right now. He's like, I get it. Like, she was like, we stopped moving.
You don't have to tell me.
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, that was for us. At home. That's why she said it out loud.
So. Yeah. I don't know. I just felt like I understand why they had to do everything that they had to do. And I feel like I say this every week. But I understand why you did what you did. But.
Like a scorned woman. I understand, but
I don't
like it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we see, you know, him try to, we try to vibe it. We try thinking about maybe throwing in Speed Force. And so then they decide to get Killer Frost in on it, try to freeze it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that just...
And that the reason why was because they had gotten so hot, or was that she was fatigued?
I think it was... I wonder if they would have gotten her sooner if it would have worked.
Okay,
because it was yellow at that point.
The principles of... No, it would have never worked. Because when... when you move faster, it speeds things up. When things get hot, molecules move faster and expand. When things get cold, they slow down and expand. Killer Frost, she's moving faster, so her molecules are moving faster. So even if she were to put out her ice, it would just evaporate because of how fast she's already moving.
Yeah, there's no way that she would be able to get it as cold as she would.
She would never get
it. It's pretty much the same thing that happened with Cisco, right?
Yeah.
It was like they were, because they're not speedsters, and I think this is cool because it actually shows the distinction between the powers of speedsters and how, and others, other metas, and how they function in the Speed Force, and how special sometimes the Speed Force or Flash Time is when it comes to the distinction of powers, because Killer Frost couldn't get it as hot. You know, so.
At the end of the day, though, although all these things didn't work, who came frickin' through but one Iris West Allen? And I never in life want to hear anyone question her purpose on this show, because all of Central City would be blown up right now.
She is the that lightning rod.
She is the way, the truth, and the light. Like, she is... everything.
I don't know. It's a little... Some of the dialogue is, like, really corny.
What do you mean? Come back to me.
No. Like, he's, like, saying, like, you're my lightning rod. Like, we get it. You're
well, he's about to die.
Yes. Listen, you say corny stuff when you're about to die.
No, I wouldn't have said you're my lightning rod.
Save the city from a nuclear bomb, let's record
Look,
you.
I am, like, a helpless romantic...
That's lazy. That's some lazy writing.
That's a lazy writer. Yeah, no, that's like I'm a 5-year-old, okay?
You are my lightning rod? Come on.
Come on, he said it before, though, because she is. She's his lightning rod.
That song? Because I feel like every time they talk, he references lyrics from that, like, I'll run to you song.
I don't think he's ever said lightning rod.
I don't think he said lightning rod, but I swear, every time I hear him talking to Iris, I hear lyrics from the song. I don't know. I could just be me. Ivan.
I felt like it was a beautiful... I felt like it was a beautiful moment.
It was. It was very pretty. Look, there was amazing moments between a lot of characters.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was just like, I felt the love tonight.
Yeah.
But listen, like...
Even more so.
Sure, cheesy writing, whatever. But at the end of the day, Iris brings something to the table.
Yes.
That Barry and no one else can. And she is, Barry still ran and threw it in there, but he wouldn't have thought of it.
He's like, you're mine.
I like the next line afterwards. He's like, you ground me. That, I think, is very romantic and makes a lot of sense because a lightning rod would
clever.
Be grounded.
Thanks, honey. That's
clever. I approve.
Thank you.
But that wouldn't have helped her come up with the idea of lightning rod.
Exactly.
When it he needed to say that. You can think whether it was before or after the fact of we need Iris to be able to to figure this out.
No, I don't think so. Yes, we did need Iris because Barry wasn't around to see the lightning storm from the Speed Force. So yes, I agree. I don't know why anyone else didn't say that, you know, because everyone else was there for that storm.
Well,
but fair enough. The whole lightning thing, Barry was just like, yeah, we even tried throwing lightning at it. Like, why wouldn't she just be like, okay, well, there's that lightning storm that has a lot more power lightning than you. Like, that lightning rod thing just wasn't needed. It was a cheesy, corny moment that everyone wanted to have. It was
Lightning's
a trigger word.
Each one of them, when they got, put into flash time, everyone except Iris faltered after a bit too. Like they were like, you know, once all that heat is happening, mm-hmm. you know, he can't, every time he took them out into flash time, he had the idea already. Like, Cisco, I'm taking you out, do the vibe.
Yeah.
And then Cisco got fatigued, so maybe he didn't have time to really think what else can we do. And same thing with Caleb Frost.
A lot shorter.
But in the courtroom, she was chill.
Yeah.
And that was a long
time.
So I think just that girl.
I think there's a distinction as to why Iris was able to stay as long
with
it.
We just blew Zach's mind.
It could go into why
she's
what's
pregnant.
No, it goes in. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Whoa. Hold on.
Maybe she can
time out. Time out.
Boom.
Hold on. Okay, if we're going off the principles of being pregnant, first off, yes, maybe she can handle the Speed Force better.
Because there's a speedster.
But if not pregnant, maybe why she gets powers of next week. I mean, not to jump into what's happening next week, but she obviously didn't get so fatigued like everyone else did. Maybe that's like, you know, the show writer saying like everything's happening for a reason, you know? What's everyone saying?
Mm. Yeah, I get that.
Are you following what I'm saying? Because like, it was clear that like she was the only one that didn't get fatigued.
Yeah.
It could have just been also the show writers of like, hey, this is our goodbye moment.
This is our West Island moment. Yeah.
I think, I mean, but there have been times like when Barry was in a coma, it was Iris who touched him and there was a spark.
Oh, the spark, yeah. Oh,
and that
okay.
was her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think, I believe there's something in the comics that kind of deals with this idea of Iris or someone being a speedster's like...
Anchor. Yeah.
And I think Iris is that for Barry. So I wouldn't be surprised. Like, we saw in the courtroom, and I don't think the writers let it be that long in the courtroom just to be like, oh, we got to shorten it for everyone now. I think it's so subtle, but it's like, I think there's a reason why Iris was able to have that conversation with him and think as clearly in both points.
Yeah. I didn't understand flash time for a while.
Like when how he can bring people into it.
So
or?
I thought, like in the beginning of the episode, I was writing. I was like, this doesn't make sense. Like I thought, flash time when we saw it in the courtroom was like a brand new power. Where I thought he was moving faster than normal, but I didn't pick up that every actor who went into it was just like, oh, so this is what it's like when you're running. See, I thought he was running faster than he normally runs,
mm-hmm.
and when I saw Jesse. Come in and do it. I was just like, oh, so Jesse has that power now. Okay, cool, whatever. Makes sense because she's powering up.
Oh, okay.
You know? And then I was just like, so this is my problem. In flash time, why are they showing them running faster when they have to speed off somewhere with the lightning?
I thought that's when it was just flashing into like current time.
No, because Jesse ran off to go get Jay. And they were already in flash time, so she ran off. And essentially sped up even faster because we saw lightning.
Are you saying we should have seen her just jog off?
We
should have
seen her just jog off. Pretty much.
Because that wouldn't have looked as cool.
Yeah.
We should have seen her jog off.
I mean, let's just say for the sake of it that they just move even faster. Although I will say the distinction, though, even Jay Garrett, when he came in, he asked Barry, because I think, that's flash time what they were in, but Barry's new power, I feel like, is the idea that he can touch.
So others. That was where I was getting with it. Sorry. Yeah. So I didn't realize that him touching somebody, he can move them faster.
Yeah, and that's not something the rest of them can do.
That in itself is kind of like a...
Isn't he just like vibrating the other person fast enough to...
Yes, I think that's why he has his hand on them.
It's like shaking baby syndrome.
And that's why they get so hot, because their bodies aren't made... For being able to go
that
long.
Fast,
and once again, this shows, once again, why Iris stood... Because the other two, Cisco and Killer Frost, are metas. Iris isn't even a meta.
Yeah.
And they didn't last that long.
So stop hating on her.
Yes.
But, it was very funny that even when Jerry came in, he was like, how are you doing that? And he was like... Because...
Whoa,
and also, Jesse couldn't do that with Harry.
I like how they showed that. I was happy that they showed that. But it was also... Can't they, like, move the people, though, when they're in flash time? Like, Barry has moved people around and stuff. Like, she, like...
Yeah, but like she was getting really tired at that point.
Oh,
yeah. Which
I was wondering,
like, why didn't she... I don't know. She just, like, stopped and, like, was willing to just, like, die. basically.
Yeah, what, are you going to run off and leave your father?
You know?
Yeah. No, it's not even about, no. I don't even think it's about being tired. I think, like, it's just like a moral thing. You know, like, my dad is going to stay here. I'm going to stay here with him. Like, we all go down together.
Yeah.
Team flesh, you know? Would you want to see her run off and, like, live another day?
Fight? I don't know why she didn't try to take him with her.
I don't think she was able to.
I don't think she was able to.
Too tired? And I honestly, I'm going to say that even if she wasn't tired, I don't think she might have been able to move him.
Mm.
Just because I don't think she's on the level that Barry is. And that's, I think, fair. They've been very distinctive about them not, the others not being on his level to do certain things that he does.
I like that. I think that's really cool. Yeah, because we had that, like, whole episode of trying to teach Wally how to phase through walls and mm-hmm. stuff. I think maybe that's like an evolution. I keep saying evolution. But, like, I think Flash Time where Barry can move people is an evolution of him figure out how to go through walls and whatnot, because you're not transposing that to a person.
I think cool Barry stuff. Is just probably maybe predisposed to be the strongest one mm-hmm. of the speedsters. For whatever reason, he's the most connected to the Speed Force, and we've heard that and seen that throughout the seasons. And that's why this episode was so cool, because you saw in the end he had to be the one to go do it. Like, even when he kept, and it was good that he did try to, once again, Team Flash, you know, he tried to incorporate everyone.
I like that, yeah.
But, like, in the end, he had, even though Iris was the one that told him to do it, in the end it had to be her and then him to be the one to follow in the action. So,
yeah. Everything good over there?
So, we're getting some dirty talk in the chat right now. Thank you, Art.
So.
Go ahead. Yeah, no, I agree with your point.
Thank you.
I don't know. I just think
Joe didn't do a lot this episode.
No,
either.
They haven't really been playing Joe up the last couple of episodes.
Cecile wasn't there. Ralph wasn't there, which I'm sure.
That's because we have too many people
on
the show.
Where is Ralph
now?
Moving, by the way?
I guess
downstairs
in the basement.
Somewhere? Which, by the way.
I think Ralph's moving in the basement.
Yeah, he's moving into some
of the
rooms.
I just felt like that was so random.
Super random. You know what else is really random? How many seasons have we had now?
Four.
Why isn't Star Labs, like, somewhat rebuilt? It still looks like it just a bomb went off. Like, on the outside?
They don't have time.
Like, they can't...
You know...
I harp on little tiny details. Like, I didn't like the graphics of him running.
Really?
It was really cheesy tonight.
But they've always been like
that. No, this was, like, worse tonight. I don't know why. It seemed like...
As bad as Justice League running, Flash?
No, that was rough. Yeah. I could not stand.
No comment. Yeah.
So, I have a question. I have a question, though. In the opening, it was kind of cool. They showed us, like, the quark DNA thing. I forgot what it was called. The ball?
Yeah.
With the jail cell in the Speed Force.
Mm-hmm.
So Barry ran to the Speed Force, grabbed it, took it out, got placed right where he needed to go, and then threw it. And then that lightning followed the ball. Why wouldn't it follow him, though? Because it's imprinted on his DNA, so, like, shouldn't the lightning follow wherever the closest DNA is and just hit him?
I think because he was able to move out of the way fast enough that it just, like...
No, it moved around him. It was engulfing him, and he threw it, and then it kind of, like...
Well, when he was taking it out, the whole idea was that Iris said that Cisco and Caitlin had tricked the Speed Force into thinking that ball was him, so maybe... I mean, because if that was the case, if you're asking that question, then it would be, why didn't the Speed Force eventually sense that he was not really there?
Yeah, maybe it's like a stronger force than Barry was. So maybe it's
that,
like...
Yeah, it probably has to do... That makes a lot of sense.
Like the magnetic force of it was more drawn to that.
That would be why the lightning went after it. That's
cool. And so Ralph wasn't there, and then I guess he's moving in a basement. Why is he moving in? Was that described? Was that buddy system?
Because I think he was living in
his office.
He was living in his office, and I guess now him and Barry share the office. So
I got news for him. He's not safer there. They have horrible security,
which is a running joke.
Like, how is he going to be safer there? But Jesse just rolled through.
The buddy system. That's how. I mean, someone's always there.
Yeah,
I think, right? Harry's always there.
Yeah.
Harry's got that gun.
Where does Harry live? Does he have an apartment?
I think
he probably stays at the
Star Labs.
Yeah, and then he goes to Jitters.
Speaking of people that are always there, want to have fun, learn and grow in all the areas of your life? For those who do, we've got a podcast for you Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, Maria Menounos, and drops every Friday on iTunes. That's in 2 days. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career and relationships, finances, and more. I think some of Team Flash could use this podcast. But let our Maria be the big sister you never had. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free. Be sure to rate and comment. And when you do, let Maria know that it was us, Team Flash, who got you there. Conversations with Maria Menounos podcast edition. Check it out.
Definitely.
Was that a drop? Mic drop?
Yeah.
It was a pin drop. It was a pin drop. I don't have my
pen. A pin drop.
The power of the pin.
Don't drop the mic.
We just all pick up the mics and slam them down.
What is flash time now?
It's flash time. It's flash time. Okay. I'm so confused on Killer Frost as a person, as an entity, as a being, as her and Caitlyn together, because I just felt like this was such a random, like, breakthrough moment for them.
I liked it.
I loved it. But
so what's
the
question?
It was just like weirdly placed, was it not?
The conversation with Harry and Caitlin?
The conversation with Killer Frost and Barry to save Katie.
Why was it randomly placed? No, I feel like she's softening up and kind of becoming part of Team Flash. There's not, like, she's not, yeah, she's going to be called Killer Frost, but I mean, if she's still going to be this, like, cold-hearted, you know, biatch the whole time, why should we care for her? I feel like we need to have a reason to care.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say it was random. It could be just as random as the Harry and Jesse plot line.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very small moment where she was just like, don't let Katie die. Don't let Caitlin die.
Sincere.
Where she's come to care about her alter ego.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's
I liked it.
And I wonder what that means, too.
Yeah.
I think Killer Frost is starting to realize where... Okay, well, I'll get into that. I think Killer Frost is starting to realize, like, oh, this is... We're getting into these big, bigger moments where our lives are really on the line, and she, like, thought she might have been invincible, but now she's like, I might actually die. Like, if my counterpart dies, I die. Like, so mm-hmm. I need to take better care of it and make sure everyone else knows to take better care of her, because when Killer Frost isn't around, she's just a human. She doesn't really have much to protect herself, you know?
Yeah. Do you think...
Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you think maybe the device that Harry... that Harry made somehow could be used on Caitlin to where she can hear Killer Frost or vice versa while kind of like a firestorm thing where they can hear each other at the same time.
That'd be kind of cool.
I think that would be interesting.
That
would be weird.
I just want them to figure it out. Like, either they're going to meld together or it's going to be some weird Hulk version. And if it's going to be a weird Hulk version, I think there needs to be a point where Caitlin just accepts it so we don't have to always talk about it.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds cold-blooded, but I'm just at a point where I'm like, either this is a problem or it's not a problem.
It would almost be kind of cool to see them split.
Oh, that'd be a cool episode.
Where it's, yeah, even if it was just for one episode where we have Caitlin and Killer Frost at the same time, like, existing, like, coexisting.
Why is it, I feel like Killer Frost knows what Caitlin is doing a lot. Like, she'll make these comments about, like, actually being able to look into what Caitlin is doing. But why can't Caitlin see what Killer Frost is? Have they addressed that at all?
I don't know, but I think it's because Caitlin's maybe more susceptible to, like, letting people in, and Killer Frost, as the character, is very shut off.
Okay, so maybe we'll get that blend now because of what you were saying of how, like, she's like, save her, you know, make sure she's safe. And, like, her guard's coming down a little bit.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
I would like to see that, too. I like Killer Frost now that she's not such a, like, jerk.
Yeah.
I kind of live for her, like, corny. Because her lines are a little corny.
Oh, my God.
But they're fun.
Everyone's frozen, and it's actually not my fault.
Like, just the way she talks about everything. Yeah, like, just her voice in general and how she says it. Like, dandy. It reminds me of, what's his name? The guy with the cold gut.
Captain Cold.
She kind of has like that monotone Captain Cold, like.
Yeah, Captain Cold has that
snark. Thank you. Yes, she kind of has that like tone to it.
Which is cool, though.
Yeah, because, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these comic books, they came like the Silver and Golden Age and all of them, they came out like 1950s. So you kind of feel like it's that sort of you know, I don't, I was gonna say come over and see me sometime, but that's not, but yeah. It's like that film noir.
Okay.
No, not like that. You know what I mean? Like the way they talk, and the same thing. Killer Frost kind of talks like that whole vibe, that old school vibe.
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Black Magic 99 said Caitlyn's hair was a little more blonde at the end too, so maybe they are like legitimately blending, and that's kind of like the showrunner's way of showing
us
that.
This needs to be resolved.
Yeah, we've been going through this for a minute.
I'm at this point where I don't know where they're going with it. It's like plot. If there's no conflict, there's no story.
Yeah.
So is there a conflict going on with Killer Frost and her at this moment? So.
Wait, check this out. Did you see at the end with the coffee thing, and Ivan just kind of gave me this idea a little bit. So Ivan says we should call her Frost instead of Killer Frost, because I guess she's like softening up, maybe. I guess not so much killer. But did you notice how when they went to go get coffee, there was the Killer Frost coffee experience or whatever?
Yeah.
And then the girl brought it over and spilt the coffees, and like they blend, like Caitlyn's coffee and her coffee, kind of like...
Oh.
You're thinking there's symbolism going on here?
I think so.
Come on,
I
mean, like,
everything happens, right? I mean, that'd be kind of cool if they're like coming one person.
I like that Killer Frost has her own drink, because that clearly means they don't think she's bad, because I don't feel like they give bad guys coffee drinks.
No.
Yeah. I mean, well, I had a Freddy Krueger cocktail last week, so I don't know.
True. He was just misunderstood. No, I'm just kidding. He was.
I'm gonna stop you so you don't dig that hole deeper, girl.
But I feel like the big like OMG moment of the night was who knocks over.
Oh, before we get in, can we talk?
Yes.
The villain, the girl who set off the bomb.
Oh, yeah.
That was,
with the angry eyebrows.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, is this random? Is she just a random bomber? And looking it up, it looks like she's actually a villain from the Arrow comics. Because they had talked about it before, some other websites. And Veronica Dow was who she introduced herself as. But they're saying her name is her, well, like her version of herself in the Arrow comics is actually Hyrex, who is actually an Arrow villain. So I thought that was interesting. I don't know where that's going to lead to, the whole Eden Core thing. So
maybe it'll be picked up in Arrow. I'm not sure what.
Yeah, maybe she'll go over the Arrow.
I was like halfway through the episode, and like they kept, obviously Barry kept going to that the room where the bomb was, and you would see her holding the whatchamacallit, the detonator. I'm like, where does DeVoe fit in this? Like, what is going on? Like, how does this fit into his plot? And then at the end, when we saw that video, I was just like, did they just do this? It's like it became a filler episode. They made it seem like it was such a great episode, but like putting that in there, like having it nothing to do with DeVoe. How did you guys? Did you like that? I mean,
but
how do you feel about that?
But how do we know it?
We don't.
Yeah, right. I feel like it was another one of those episodes that we needed, because I feel like it's going to have qualities that when the showdown happens, that will be like, okay, we see where, like, it was another Wes Allen like level up in their relationship. I feel. And I feel like I still think that the showdown is going to be the battle of the couples, because, like, it's going to be DeVoe and Marlee's first Iris and Barry. Okay. And so I think we needed to see, you know, where Marlee's is kind of slacking on her end. I think we need to continue to see Iris keep turning up, because that's going to be, like, the showdown.
Is. And it's so cool, because I guess in the beginning we saw Marlee's obviously you have to take care of her husband a lot. But now we see, instead of like when they're sitting down in the beginning of the episode, when they're like resting after he was trying to like go into a breach, it wasn't Barry who put his arm around like Iris. It was Iris who put her arm around Barry, being like, I got you. You know, like, I am somebody you could fall back on. I thought that's very symbolic, and points out to Marlee's and like their breakdown, you know?
Yeah. I do agree with the idea of like showing that growth, but I think this Eden Core thing, it just seems weird that they would pull this from Arrow comics if they weren't planning on using it for something a little
bit.
You're
right, and I guess I should kind of take back what I was saying a little bit, because in the beginning of the episode, we also had them realize like where all these pocket dimensions were opening up. They're like, how long has this happened for? It's been planned for 3 years.
Yeah,
now,
that too.
Which means it was somehow into Zoom and what's his face? Savitar and Zoom, right? Because it's technically just a year has passed, right? We haven't seen any like time jumps.
Yeah.
Yeah. So That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, the thing, I mean, and that was interesting. Yeah, the idea of the algorithm heat map that they had of DeVoe and the idea that he had been doing. I mean, DeVoe pretty much started as soon as the accelerator went off, right? When he became what he became.
Right.
And it, from then, from the very beginning, for whatever reason, he targeted the Flash. So, yeah, it's been going on for as long as the Flash has gotten his powers. So, pretty much, DeVoe was created the day that the Flash was.
Yeah.
Which we saw that, I think,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah. I'm not necessarily mad at this episode because I feel like there were a lot of things we needed. I mean, as a filler episode, obviously, it was a great episode, but I'm not mad as it being a filler episode because I feel like it planted a lot of little seeds that we're going to see pop up this season. And I think we might even see some of it pop up next season. I feel like they're good at throwing little things in that you forget about for a while and then it comes back a season later.
Yeah, so maybe that's where they're going to like use Eden with Corps the Eden Corps, because they brought Argus back as well.
Yeah,
you know, into the and this entire episode was like at an Argus facility. You know, so
we will see.
Yeah.
Question: do we still think this is Dawn?
I do.
I do. Kind of. Actually, I don't know. But go on.
Okay, so okay, there was that. There was that part with Jay Garrick, where he's like, "I'm going to retire." I'm like, well, what is there, like another Flash? He's like, after I train her. And like, we both looked at each other like, oh, that's going to be awesome. I mean, yeah, that's where I got so far.
So you think that Dawn is the one that he's training? Is that what you're saying?
I would think so.
That she's hanging out on Jay Garrick's Earth?
I think maybe, and this is obviously a far-fetched theory, but I think maybe she's... I still think maybe she's from the future, Barry and Iris's kid, but I think maybe she is chilling on, for whatever reason, she can't get trained on in her time, like, line.
Timeline.
And so she, instead of going back to Barry and Iris because that would mess up the timeline, she goes to another Earth, and because it's obviously not hard to go to different Earths because they have the technology for it, so it's not like she would have to be super trained to do that, and I'm sure in the future that technology has only gotten better.
She definitely has to be from the future because she was just like talking to Harry and Caitlin was just like, oh yeah, I'm here meeting people, and then like had that turn where she's like, my meeting was great. What was that line that she said?
She's like, I'm meeting you. Yeah, it was great. I have a meeting with people I haven't met for the first time. I'm nervous. And like Caitlin was like, well, I hope your meeting goes well. And then her smile fades and she's like, it did.
Yeah.
So she had, it was all predetermined, like, hey, I know these people are going to be here at this time. So she's definitely from the future.
Yeah. Black Magic 99 in the chat said, Dawn's a bad guy in the comic, so it could still be her.
Really?
So
which, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, which comics?
If not, you know. 52. Pre-52?
But, you know, even, like, the thing is, when she met Cisco and Ralph, that was a sweet moment, right? Like, she was writing down in the weird future stuff, and she was just all happy. I think, if anything, her look looked to me, not so much that she was evil, but more like maybe there's something she is suspecting of Caitlin and Harry.
Yeah.
For some reason. Because for whatever reason, all the other meetings that she had, like with Barry, with Cisco and Ralph, it was like, oh, this is so great. Oh my God, I get to meet
you. Yeah, but that could also
just be with them
like,
walking away, it was like...
Or that could have to do with Killer Frost and not necessarily Caitlin
or
Harry.
Maybe it was Killer Frost. Something. Mm-hmm. Because maybe the whole Killer Frost and, you know, caring about Caitlin, maybe Killer Frost chooses to sacrifice everyone else to save Caitlin. I mean, there's many ways this can go.
I agree.
I don't think that look is necessarily Dawn being evil. I think it may have something more to do with whatever reason, Caitlin or Harry or just Killer Frost.
Hmm. Yeah, I agree. All right, guys. So we know in the beginning of the show, we played Zoom, Zoom, Zoom by Protozoa from Xenon. And I don't think I saw anyone get the correct reason why we picked that song.
No,
it's not
I didn't
about
see it.
Zoom.
Chauncey, you want to break it down for him?
Well, basically, like we were talking about the awesome directing that happened
today.
How good
the episode was for the acting, the cinematography.
Yeah,
even
all
the
of
music
that. And the director was Gregory Smith. And if you know, it's like 5 to 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon here in the sense that he was the love interest in Xenon.
The first Xenon.
The first Xenon on Disney Channel. He also was on the old CW show Everwood.
Yeah.
But we really like Xenon here in that song. So
we went with
we
that.
We decided to go with it. And it actually worked because of Zoom Zoom. So,
yeah. So yeah. All came together.
Ha!
Like
trivia.
Predictions. let's get into them. Obviously, we saw the preview for next week, which I'm so excited about. Yeah. You're After Buzz TV. Prediction. Who wants to go first?
Let Zach go first.
All right.
Next week, we are obviously going to get to see the switch of powers. How it's going to happen, I have no idea. But Barry doesn't have powers, so now we're going to see Barry be the role of Iris.
And yeah.
Kinda, I think we're going to get to see... it's going to be a nice reflection episode of, like, obviously Barry doesn't take Iris for granted by any means. We've seen that. But I think Barry's going to have a better appreciation of how much more, like, Iris really is a part of this team. Because he's going to be, like, behind the table. He's like, oh, I really can't do anything. Like, you know, so I don't know who the bad guy is going to be in this or whatnot. Have we got any of that?
Like, well, from what I've read, the meta's power is... the ability to switch DNAs, yeah. And so that's how...
Oh, so that's how we get... And this is going to be the new... Yeah, he switches the DNA. And this is another bus meta.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. Well, obviously, the bus meta is going to die.
You think so?
Yes. I think what's-his-face is... Defoe is going to absorb him again.
To be able to switch people's DNA. So maybe... I mean, that would definitely play in Defoe's kind of...
I was going to say, what if he doesn't need the chair anymore if he has the ability to switch DNAs?
Yeah.
He could just do it.
Well, no, because it would still... switch his mind, which his mind is the power that's, like, depleting him.
Mm. Right? But he wouldn't switch his mind, though. If you switch DNA, you're not switching minds. Like, Barry Iris don't switch bodies.
But if you switch DNA, then you lose your power, which means he loses his infinite mind. A speedster mind, or whatever he calls it. Like, the Flash speeds force, like he has the intelligence mind. Right? Kind of? Does that make sense?
Okay, nah, you kind of lost me a little bit, because, like...
So if you're switching DNAs, we'll take out the principle of, like, Barry lost his powers, because now Iris has it, right? Yeah. So if Defoe were to switch his DNA with somebody else, he's giving his power to somebody else, which means...
Or he could take someone's DNA out of them and put him inside of himself.
True.
So what is that going to do for him? Are we looking for, like, another healing meta that will...
Well, I'm saying maybe he's able to collect...
Oh, I know exactly what he's doing.
Okay, he's figured it out, guys. Let's see.
Barry's the final meta that he wants, because Barry has this healing ability. His body heals himself enough, fast enough, so that I feel like if you combine the fastest man alive and the fastest mind alive, his body won't deteriorate because it's working in tandem.
But how didn't that... Why hasn't he done what he did to all the others?
Because he needs all these other powers, and there needs to be, like, a timeline of...
And maybe events. Barry's... We've noticed Barry leveling up this whole season with his speed
why give Barry a new power, you know? Like, and we've seen Marlise saying, like, she's not ready, he's not ready, and he's like, no, we have to do it now with him. It doesn't matter. So... maybe he's priming up Barry to, like, be the perfect speedster.
Yeah.
He's the last one.
I mean, maybe it all leads to what we already... Because we all had been saying, like, he wants Flash's body because Flash can. But we were like, well, he's not... Why not just take his body?
Yeah.
So you're saying that he needs all these other powers to be able to...
I don't think he needs all the other powers. I think it's just an added...
I think he's trying to go from meta-human to mega-human.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure.
That was a nice...
Thank you. I'm just taking a note from... I'm just taking a page from the Flash Riders and being hella corny.
Mega meta human.
Ooh. Mega meta human.
Like Voltron or something. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think that makes sense. Are you done with your predictions? I will go.
Yeah. Go ahead, please. Go. I ranted a little bit. Sorry.
I think Dawn is not evil. That's my thing. I also think we'll see with Iris having the powers that it'll be, you know, once again showing, you know, her strength, which will be awesome. And I'm kind of wondering if maybe there might be a little remnant of something left over. Like, I feel like, I mean, it could be a one-off, or it could be something where a slight bit of Barry's DNA is left in there or something like that.
Yeah.
And I know that sounded weird.
No, I thought that. Oh, I wasn't thinking that. I was just like.
I mean, you know.
They're married.
Barry has his own lightning rod.
Shut up.
Listen, this is a family show.
Sorry.
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like that maybe there's something there or whatever, so.
Yeah.
And in terms of Defoe,
you think she would like have some speed powers to help contribute
maybe,
to the team?
I think she contributes just fine.
She does
but
a great
I think
amount. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's already a connection of her to the Speed Force through Barry, to be honest, but I think this might enhance it somehow.
It's called the Love Force.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have a bunch of different theories on why maybe Iris needs that, but I'll break that down another day.
I don't know.
You guys, I am so excited about this. We started a new show on AfterBuzz. It's called Do You Ship? Obviously, we feel very strongly about West Allen on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They're going to be on the show, which is Do You Ship? It is like, have you, March Madness with the brackets, you know?
I don't follow basketball.
Okay, good. It's fine. You don't have to follow basketball. But if you heard of March,
I know what it is.
Think of that, but with TV couples, where each week we have two TV of your favorite TV couples go in and battle each other to figure out who is the best couple of all time. Wes Allen's going to be on the episode on April 3rd. Chauncey is coming in to help fight the power. We're going against Bughead, a.k.a. Jughead and Betty from Riverdale. Pfft, whatever.
I don't even know who those people are.
Exactly. They don't even matter. But if you...
They're not even canon.
Yeah.
They're not even real. They're canon on the show, but they're not canon in the comics.
Yeah.
They don't have the
history. Sabrina come to the show yet?
Not yet.
No.
I'm excited for that. So I would like to watch
it.
I don't think it's going to be.
They don't even have a chance against Wes Allen.
Yes.
Is what I'm getting to. And if you want to make your own bracket, you can head over to challenge.com/ABTV/doyoushipR1. Or you can go over to AfterBuzz TV.
It's R1, the letter R.
Yeah, or you can go over to AfterBuzzTV.com, type in Do You Ship, and all the info and the brackets are right there. Or go to Twitter, ABTV, Do You Ship, give the follow, fill out your bracket, make sure West Allen wins.
Yeah.
Because the only way they can win is if you all participate. So do it, because...
Are there other members involved yet? Like, do we have more of the bracket? Who are the other couples?
Do tell, please.
I'd love to hear all about
Let's see. We've got West Allen, obviously, the only one you should really care about.
Okay.
We've got Jon Snow and Daenerys.
Oh, yeah.
Ross and Rachel.
The aunt and uncle, Jon Snow and Daenerys.
Yeah.
Hey, the aunt and nephew. It's okay in Game of Thrones, all right?
We got Jack and Rebecca from This Is Us, if you want the tear-jerking couple.
Okay.
You know? We've got who else? There's a lot of couples. Basically, all your favorites are gonna be there, and you just have to go over and check out the bracket, fill out yours, let us know how far you think Wes Allen's gonna make it. That's all I'm saying.
Cool, I like it.
Every Tuesday,
fun show to watch, guys.
7 p.m.
Yeah.
Make sure to check it out. My name is Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKJJ, or you can check me out over on Black Lightning tomorrow night. Where can they find you guys?
Yeah, once again, this is Chauncey K. Robinson. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Chauncey KR, and be sure to check out my new show, The Bloody Breakdown, on my YouTube, where I'll be talking about this week, giving a full review of the Netflix show or movie, Veronica.
Oh, I wanted to watch that.
Go. I did not even see that. Hey, guys, my name is Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2. Cool.
All right, guys. We'll see you all next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.